month to day 27, and we're reading about the death of Jesus on the cross. It's a short passage, it's amazing, it's powerful. Come on, let's get the full meaning out of the crucifixion of Jesus. Mark 15, verse 33. At the sixth hour, that's actually noon, midday, 12 o'clock in the day. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. That's 3 p.m. Midday to 3 p.m., darkness came over the whole world at this area. In the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And when some of those standing near this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with new vinegar, put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus. "Now leave him alone, see if Elijah will come and take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women standing from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. This is the death of Jesus. What happened? Darkness, the temple curtain tore in two, which represented the old Jewish sacrificial religious system, was ripped. And now we have the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ right here. Everything changes. This is it. What is my key thought? Well, I'm just going to come to the centurion here. I love sharing the gospel with people. And I love the fact the centurion, who would have been a very, very tough military man, his heart saw Jesus and knew. He'd seen many crucifixions, but he'd never seen this. An innocent man, righteous, dying for other people, Jesus Christ, and he said, "Surely this is the Son of God." And my prayer is that we have a revelation, surely this is not just a good teacher, Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the Almighty God dying for us right now. Let's pray. Lord, I pray we would have a revelation in our hearts that when you died for me. You surely are the Son of God. And we give you praise and glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. And my thought would be, he died for me. I will always be thankful. He died for me. I will always stay thankful. God bless you all.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.